بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي سعيد عبد الله بن مغفل رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخذف، فقال: إنه لا يقتل الصيد ولا ينكأ العدو، وإنه يفقأ العين ويكسر السن. متفق عليه. أبو سعيد Abdullah bin Mughaffal radiyallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited from throwing pebbles using the thumb and the index finger, like how a child plays with the stone or the pebble and targets some person or something, some object. Nowadays we have children playing with slings. The person has a rubber band with the stone, pulls it back, he releases it and it shoots out. So in that time, they would have a similar type of thing the children would play with. It is called khadfun, wherein the person takes a pebble, holds it with his thumb and his index finger, and he flicks it or he throws it towards a target. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited the sahaba from doing such a practice, and he mentioned so clearly that by throwing this pebble, you're not going to kill any game, any prey, any hunt. You can't kill the animal, nor can you kill an enemy. So it's of no use throwing this stone that is not going to kill any prey that you're trying to hunt, nor is it going to harm the enemy. But yes, what it will do, it will burst the eye. As you are playing your target, you can throw the stone and it can hurt somebody's eye, it can break somebody's tooth. Now this is such a simple explanation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam applies to every person, especially children, that they should not be playing with these type of things which will cause harm to the next person. وفي رواية أن قريبا لابن مغفل رضي الله تعالى عنه خذف فنهاه. Another narration is mentioned that one relative of Abdullah bin Mughaffal رضي الله تعالى عنه was playing with his pebble in this manner, and he immediately stopped him. وَقَالَ إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ نَهَا عَنِ الْخَذْفِ وَقَالَ إِنَّهَا لَا تَصِيدُ صَيْدًا. So then he explained to this relative of his that, listen here, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited us from throwing a pebble in this way because it's not going to kill any prey, any game, any hunt. And of course he explained to him, it will burst the eye, it will break somebody's tooth. ثُمَّ عَادَ. After listening to Abdullah bin Mughaffal radiallahu ta'ala, this relative of his continued doing this practice. In other words, he did not give any pay attention to what he was saying. فَقَالَ أُحَدِّثُكَ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ نَهَا عَنْهُ ثُمَّ عُدَّ تَخْذِفُ لَا أُكَلِّمُكَ أَبَدًا. He says, he tells his relative that I am giving you a hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I'm telling you a hadith of Rasulullah. I'm narrating to you a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which he has prohibited this practice. ثُمَّ عُدَّ فَتَخْطِفْ. But you still are not paying any attention. You're going back to the same practice and you're still throwing the stone. I will never speak to you again. The reason for this is because this person, his relative, was ignoring the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah has mentioned something to us, whether it appeals to us or not, whether it is appealing to our logic or not, whether we can understand it or not, if it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and especially if somebody is explaining to us, then we should take heed of this advice and we should immediately refrain from any wrong thing that we are doing in which we have been prohibited. You find the next hadith, this is the last hadith in this chapter, where we Allama Nawawi rahmatullah explained about upholding the sunnah and how important it is for keeping to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam. Remember we did the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where a person was eating with his left hand and Rasulullah tells him, no, eat with your right hand. Fa inna shaytana ya'kulu bishimal. Shaytan eats with the left hand. This person refused. He said, I cannot eat with the right hand. So Rasulullah mentioned to him, لَسْتَ تَعْتَ. You will never be able to eat with your right hand again in your life. And the narrator says that he could never see again in this person's life that he used his right hand and lifted a morsel to his food. So the sunnah of Rasulullah is absolutely important. Any person who denigrates a sunnah or criticizes a sunnah, then there is great fear that this person's iman will be lost. If something doesn't appeal to us, keep quiet, remain silent. Never mock a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the most, except the most beautiful way of life, the only way of life, the most perfect way of life. وعن عباس بن ربيعة رحمة الله عليه قال رأيت عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه يقبل الحجر. عباس بن ربيعة says I saw عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه kissing the حجر أسود, يعني الأسود. When you make tawaf, the حجر أسود. So عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه kissed it ويقول أنا heard him saying إني أعلم أنك حجر ما تنفع ولا تضر. عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه, he addressed this black stone. And he said, oh, Hajar Aswad, I know that you are only a stone. You cannot harm, nor can you benefit. In other words, you're a stone. So nobody is worshipping the stone. But we are told that Rasulullah kissed this Hajar Aswad. And therefore, it is sunnah to kiss the Hajar Aswad. And he says, وَلَوْلَا أَنِّي رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُقَبِّلُكَ مَا قَبَّلْتُكَ. Had I not seen Rasulullah kissing you, O Hajar Aswad, I would not have kissed you, because it is a stone. There is no need in kissing a stone. A stone does not benefit, not does not harm. But because Rasulullah SAW kissed it, and of course there are various fadilat mentioned about kissing the Hajar Aswad in other narrations. But Umar ibn al-Khattab is showing us a point, teaching us a lesson, that if Rasulullah SAW did something, and even it might not seem logical to do something, there is great wisdom in Rasulullah SAW doing it. He knew the reason for doing so. Our job is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the Hajar Aswad was there and Rasulullah did not kiss it, then Umar ibn Khattab would not have kissed it, Sahaba would not have kissed it. But because the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed the Hajar Aswad, now it becomes a sunnah, and therefore we also follow the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many times in deen, something may not appeal to our logic, our understanding. Our job is to accept the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW, accept the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, accept the ayat of the Quran and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say that if Islam and deen was based on logic and reasoning and understanding only, then a person would not have made masa on his moza, on the leather sock. We're talking about the leather sock. He would not have made masa on the top. When you make masa, we wipe the top part of the foot of the leather sock. He said, if Islam was based on logic, a person would have wiped the under part of the sock. Because that's the part that you are walking on, you'll get dirty. But Rasulullah SAW, he wiped the top part of the leather sock. That is the sunnah, and that is what we have to do. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to understand and to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.